Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we ask you this morning to open our eyes. Anoint our eyes with eye salve so that we can see. Lord, may your word light our path. May it stir faith in our hearts. And Lord, may we understand the times that we are living in. Lord, as we understand these times, give us the boldness to go forth and to declare your word. Give us a heart to stand for you, no matter what. Give us the strength to do what is right in your sight. And as we go out preaching your word, Lord, may we see your miracles in our life. May we see your provision. May we see your guidance. May we feel your presence. May we know that you are real. Comfort us and keep us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. We carry on with the prophet Zechariah, and this morning we're going to be looking at the scroll and the ephah. The scroll and the ephah. And we have been going through the visions of Zechariah that relate to Israel, Judah, and Jerusalem. These visions came to Zechariah in one night, and they spoke to the remnant of Jews who had just returned from the Babylonian captivity. But they also speak to the first coming of Christ. They also speak to the second coming of Christ and what it's going to be like in the world at the time of the end. The way to understand these visions is that they are related to each other and that one leads to another. The first few visions are about the increase of Israel, Jerusalem, and Judea. And this offered great encouragement to the people because they had returned to ruins. There was no city, no walls, and no temple. Everything was a mess, and it was a God-forsaken place. After all, Ezekiel saw God leave Jerusalem. The Jews also experienced great opposition and persecution, which made them grow cold to the work of the Lord. And often persecution will make us grow cold to the work of the Lord. But so much so that they stopped building the temple for 16 years. And they started doing their own thing. They went about building their own ministries in a sense, their own lives, their own kingdoms, building bigger houses for themselves and making their way more prosperous, forgetting about the work of the Lord. And it was at this point that Zechariah was raised up by God, and he sees God with Israel. Israel are in the deep, in great trouble and in danger, but Zechariah sees God with them. Then he sees that the world is at ease, almost happy about the plight of Israel. And their intention is to take back their land, or the land of Israel, until there's nothing left. This will cause God to intervene and judge the nations of the world, because those who come against Israel come against the apple of God's eye. Zechariah tells us that God is going to restore Jerusalem. It's going to be a glorious city again. He will be a wall of fire round about her and the glory in the midst of her. Jerusalem once again is going to be a majestic city. But until Christ comes the second time, it's going to be inhabited by the Gentiles. Wars are going to be fought over her. Jerusalem is going to be a burdensome stone, a cup of trembling to the whole world. Israel, Zechariah tells us, will only be saved as a nation when Christ comes again to deliver her from all her enemies, and then all of Israel will be saved in one day. And like Joshua the high priest, all the people's sins will be forgiven and their filthy garments will be exchanged by Christ for his robes of righteousness. Then, and only then, will they be reinstated as the light of the world, the messengers of the gospel of Christ. But before Israel can be saved, before they can become the priests of God and witnesses, there is going to be a tremendous period on the earth of moral darkness, corruption, wickedness, and a universal apostasy. This is what Zechariah sees in his 8th and 9th vision that we are going to be looking at this morning in chapter 5. And this is what we call the tribulation. Daniel refers to it as the 70th week, and Jeremiah calls it the time of Jacob's trouble. So let's read Zechariah chapter 5 together, and then we'll look at it in detail. Zechariah chapter 5 and from verse 1. Then I turned and lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a flying roll. Now the word roll and scroll is the same word. And he said unto me, what seest thou? And I answered, I see a flying scroll, and the length thereof is 20 cubits, and the breadth thereof 10 cubits. Then said he unto me, this is the curse that goeth forth over the face of the whole earth. For everyone that stealeth shall be cut off, as on this side according to it. And everyone that sweareth shall be cut off, as on that side according to it. I will bring it forth, says the Lord of hosts, and it shall enter into the house of the thief, and into the house of him that sweareth falsely by my name. And it shall remain in the midst of his house, and shall consume it with the timber thereof and the stones thereof. Then the angel that talked with me went forth and said unto me, lift up now thine eyes and see what it is that goeth forth. And I said, what is it? And he said, this is an ephah that goeth forth. And he said, moreover, this is their resemblance through all the earth. And behold, there was lifted up a talent of lead. And this is a woman that sitteth in the midst of the ephah. And he said, this is wickedness. And he cast it into the midst of the ephah, and he cast the weight of the lead upon the mouth thereof. Then lifted I my eyes and looked, and behold, there came out two women, and the wind was in their wings, for they had wings like the wings of a stork. And they lifted up the ephah between the earth and the heaven. And then said I to the angel that talked with me, where do these bear the ephah? And he said unto me, to build it a house in the land of Shinar, and it shall be established and set there upon her own base. Well, Zechariah lifted up his eyes, and he saw a flying scroll. And the size of the scroll is about 5 meters by 10 meters, or 15 feet by 30 feet. Look again at verse 3 and at verse 4. Then he said unto me, this is the curse, speaking of the flying scroll, that goeth forth over the face of the whole earth. For everyone that stealeth shall be cut off, as on this side according to it. And everyone that sweareth shall be cut off,